Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsor for our program, and that's Growmark, locally owned, globally strong. In this week's program, we're going to learn about a business that's new to me and maybe new to a lot of you, and that is called Farmers Business Network. And I have with me on the phone here one of the co-founders, Charles Barron. And Charles, why don't we just start out with you giving us a little bit of background on what Farmers Business Network is and what it is you're trying to accomplish.
Thanks for having me. Farmers Business Network is a farmer-to-farmer network. And farmers who join FBN join part of a community that allows them to share their information in totally new ways and develop insights about how to farm better. So what FBN is FBN's created a platform for farmers and their information. So a farmer can contribute their planting data, their application data, their yield data, chemical data, and by a series of technologies that FBN has developed to integrate all those different data sources, standardize them into a common language. We can then network all these different data types together from thousands of fields around the country. And what that lets us do is, for the first time, build a very large common understanding and common knowledge set that farmers can access. So farmers can suddenly see seed performance from hundreds of thousands of acres. They can see how population has impacted yield on their own farm. They can see how population is optimized on a given seed in real farms. They can compare themselves on all kinds of dimensions in terms of their performance versus everyone else in the system. So it lets farmers interact in an entirely new way. And ultimately what it helps them do is determine what products or inputs and what practices are working the best in real-world conditions on other farms, from other farmers. So it's entirely for farmers, by farmers, and that's the only participants in FBN are farmers and their advisors, their agronomists, and their crop consultants, et cetera. So this is the Farmers Network, and it's where they can come to learn more about their own operations and the world around them.
So tell me how important you think it is for the farmer members to be able to get what essentially is very independent information to base decisions on, like, say, as opposed to maybe relying on information that their input suppliers would provide them?
Well, that's really at the core of FBN. Our farmers have said, we want to have a truly independent source of information, and we want to be able to understand the real world. And that's what's so novel about FBN. For the first time, they can actually understand real-world performance on hundreds of inputs. We have over 500 seeds right now in the system. We're analyzing over 16 different crops. Totally independent, totally from all from real farmers. And the more farmers who are in the area, the more farmers who are in your region, in your county or the area around you, the smarter the system gets and the more localized the analytics can get about finding the most high performing seeds for your exact conditions. Now, what that means is FBN doesn't sell any other product or service. We don't sell seeds or inputs or machinery. And so a farmer can use FBN to find a completely brand agnostic, objective view of seed performance, all driven off real world performance. So not only can they look at if they want to farm as a detailed farmer, or they want to plant, Pioneer or Channel or any of the other brands that are out there, they can just find the best performing detailed seeds, or they can look for the biggest portfolio of seeds across all of the different types of seeds in FBN. And that lets them look for, get a real world view of which brands should I really be considering for my farm, because I may not be planting all the right brands, and which seeds within those brands should I be looking at. Independent information is really the key. It's about farmers having access to the most powerful insights, the insights that they're generating, and information driven by real farmers.
Well, tell us with that essentially database type of information you're putting together, where are you at in terms of how many acres you have included now and what you sort of expect as you move forward?
Oh, well, so we started ourselves just about a year ago. And in that year, there's just been tremendous adoption from farmers. So farmers have joined FBN by joining with farmers in their area. They'll usually invite a couple of friends from their region to participate because they'll say, hey, we already sort of talked about, you know, what seeds we're planting or how our yields were doing. Anyway, so might as well, you know, we can now back that up with data and share it into FBN. So our farmers have contributed well over 7 million acres of data now into the system in just a year. And really most of that in just the last 6 months since we got started, when we launched our product in November. So it's just been tremendous. And every week we are adding hundreds of thousands of acres of information, additional information to the system. That just keeps making the system smarter and smarter. So the insights only get better as more farmers join, and especially as more farmers join from every region. We can build out richer and richer insights. So we are integrating planting data, the full amount of data that comes off precision equipment, you know, during planting. We're working with application data, chemical data. We're starting to look at grid sampling and help farmers generate soil maps. We can obviously generate soil maps from the NRCS soil types, but we're able to look at almost any type of information. And for us, that's the mission of the company. The mission of the company is to help organize information from farms, make it accessible to farmers, and give farmers the value of the full power of that information. This is their information. They generated it on their farm. They should get the full power of the information, and that's how we built the company.
So as a subscriber, can you just describe a little bit about how it works then? You know, I obviously have my data that I'm going to upload or integrate into the system or network, but am I working off a home PC? Is this something that I can do work with on a mobile basis if I'm out in the field? And, you know, what kinds of technologies are you using to be able to access and utilize that information?
Well, we have both a mobile app for iPhones and iOS devices, so it can run an iPad or an iPhone, and then also a website which has a much richer set of tools. So they can access it from either place. And we also will produce reports that a farmer can print out, you know, about the operation. So we want to make sure the information is accessible from however the grower likes to use information. So we're not just an app or a website. We actually, you know, can produce paper products as well for farmers. And importantly, we also help farmers get together. We just did an event here in Davenport, Iowa last night with over 200 folks and a lot of new farmers who hadn't participated in FBN who, you know, are starting to join. So it's not just a website. It's also a community, and that community is also in person. Now, how the data gets off the equipment, you know, right now farmers download their files off their monitors or carry the USB over into their laptop, and they can upload it directly to the site or put it in Dropbox. They can even mail it to us, and we'll actually come out to your farm to collect the data if that's helpful as well. So however, you know, a farmer wants to get the data out, we can help them do that. And pretty soon, you know, this will all be as easy as just signing in a credential from, you know, from a cloud account like John Deere. That's the direction technology is really heading. So, you know, we hope that this kind of experience for farmers can be as seamless and as easy as simply logging into John Deere or any of their other accounts and that information just be seamlessly transferred over so they never have to touch it.
Yeah, I've done a number of interviews with companies just recently, and the theme kind of has been cloud-driven data transfer, because, you know, right now, up till now, we've kind of seen just the push to try to get technology that can create the data, and now we got to figure out what to do with it. So let's talk about something else that is you've just announced, and that's really launching this on a more national basis, because you completed a successful round of funding. Tell us a little bit about that and what that's going to mean and allow you to do.
Well, we're really excited and honored to be able to announce our major investment from Google Ventures, as well as our current investors. And that investment of $15 million is going to allow us to just continue to hire more folks in rural communities working directly with farmers, as well as continue to hire just brilliant agronomists and data scientists and engineers to the company to build even better products for farmers. So it will really kind of supercharge our ability to provide incredible services and value to farmers. I think what's really important, though, about Google is Google's philosophy of information, which is why they were such an important partner for us. Google's mission is to organize the world's information and make it useful and accessible. That's very much FBN's mission, but for agricultural information. And the founders of Google, one of the founders, a gentleman, Sergey Brin, Sergey actually immigrated to the United States. He grew up in Russia. And in Russia, information, he grew up in the communist era of Russia. In Russia, information was controlled, and information was not free. And when he created Google, with the mission that information deserves to be free and deserves to be in the hands of the people who need it, not in the hands of the people who want to control it. And that's very much the mission of FBN for farmers. FBN is about farmers being able to access exactly the types of information they need, the wisdom of thousands and thousands of farms from around the country, and being given the most powerful information possible about their operation. So, you know, the philosophy of Google's approach to information, as well as the capital that allows us to continue to hire both brilliant employees and just continue to grow the company, is just tremendously exciting for us. And it's really a tremendous endorsement of how pioneering the farmers are who have been participating in FBN in terms of the appetite to use information in fundamentally new ways. And I think Google was so excited because they saw farmers reinventing the way they're farming. And that's really the revolution that's taking place. And they wanted to be part of it. So it's fantastic.
Yeah, I think it's fascinating that you've got essentially what we still call Silicon Valley smart people and technology, and coupling that with your type of expertise in the agricultural sector. We haven't really seen a lot of those kinds of partnerships, or in this case, in investments. So I think that's got to be encouraging for anybody that's working in this sector, especially today, as we move forward.
Well, what's so important to us is that there's a very personal mission for everyone in the company. Most of the folks in our company to either have family members who farm or grew up on farms themselves. And we all love technology. We're all technologists, and, that's why we're building a technology here for farmers. But, we all created the company fundamentally to help farmers and to help reinvent the way farming could take place in the United States and eventually around the world. I got into it through my brother-in-law. He's a farmer in central Nebraska, in Arapaho. Many of our other teammates, are from one gentleman's from a fifth-generation farm in Montana, Larry Trebish. Our head of business development grew up on a dairy farm in South Dakota. We even have a guy who, in Iowa, here farms at night while he processes data during the day. So for us, this is very personal about how we can use information and technology in a fundamentally new way. And that's really unique in Silicon Valley. But one of the great things we found in Silicon Valley is how many people in Silicon Valley actually, come from farming communities or, wanted to get back to it and wanted to use their skills and technology but in agriculture because of where they're from or where they went to school. And that's really been exciting. So I think there's also been huge appetite from engineers in Silicon Valley.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the exciting things is in the last few days since the news came out about Google, we've received literally hundreds of emails from farmers all over the world wanting to find a way to participate. And, you know, we're not in a position to do that yet, and we're really concentrated just in the United States and primarily in the Midwest. But the appetite from farmers everywhere to do this and to see the example of how the most pioneering farmers in America and what they're doing, how they're using information, it's really been pretty astounding to us. So it's clear that this is a really big need and a desire for not only farmers in the United States, but just all over the world.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you brought that up because I was going to ask, you know, you're doing this here in the United States, but do you foresee or have plans to, you know, all going well, that you might see this, what you're doing, expand into other countries?
Eventually, yes. Yeah, I think, you know, some countries, you'd probably do sooner than others because their farming infrastructure is more like the United States, places like Canada or Australia, or even Eastern Europe or South America. But we have literally gotten, you know, requests from Kazakhstan, from Russia, from Asia, from all over South and Central America, Africa, and you know, the desire is to understand how the best farmers are operating, what are they doing. The desire for farmers everywhere to be more competitive, to be better farmers, take better care of their land, it's just fundamental to humanity around the world. So we're very focused on the United States. We're operating in 17 states right now. Most of our growers are in the central Midwest. We're also growing pretty quickly in California and alfalfa. And we work a lot in cotton now, starting to look at rice. But we're primarily focused on row crops in the central Midwest.
Well, before we close out on this, I know that you've got a very simple, from having looked at the website, it seems like a very simple mechanism there for people who want to become subscribers. Maybe just tell us a little bit about how you can subscribe, where you need to go to do that, and if there are people who would like to go, you know, join and see what this can do for them.
That would absolutely. FBN is a membership. You join the membership and you get access to the full services of the system. And it's only $500 a year. And we wanted to do that because we wanted to make sure that FBN was accessible to any size operation using any type of technology. So we work with both precision and non-precision farmers. Precision farmers can get maps and see their information in fundamentally new ways. Non-precision farmers can also access benchmarking and figure out seeds that could be working better for them. So there's value for farmers of all types. So we have growers, you know, from a couple hundred acres to several tens of thousands of acres, very large operations on the platform, over 14,000 fields, you know, contributing data right now to the system. So it's really that model of being accessible to any size farmer has really worked quite well for growers. To get set up, it's super easy. All you have to do is give us a phone call, send us an email, and we'll get you signed up. We'll drive out to your farm to help you actually collect the data if you need to. But you can typically do it over the phone in just a few minutes and show you how to set up the data transfer into FBN. And then all you have to do is drop the files in from your equipment, and FBN builds out your whole account. You do all the rest. And then you'll get an email from us as soon as it's ready, and boom, everything's already done for you. So you don't have to spend a lot of time fiddling with it and trying to build an account. And we want to make it as easy as possible to use, always, so that farmers can get the insights, which is what they really care about how to farm better, and not have to be burdened with moving data around and how to manage it and cleaning it. So we actually clean all the data for all our farmers. So just that alone pays for the membership probably several times over. And that's just part of the service.
Great. Well, I'm so glad that we were able to set this up and learn more about Farmers Business Network. I've been speaking with Charles Barron. He's one of the co-founders for the company. And I guess I'll just say a final congratulations on achieving this funding, which obviously looks like it's going to take you to a whole nother level.
Well, thank you very much, and we're extremely excited about everything that this will allow us to do for farmers all over the country. It's just been a very exciting last year, and now growing even faster. So it's been fun.
Well, we'll point them your way. And again, like I said, thank you very much. I appreciate having this opportunity. And that is my Zimcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it. And thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.